KQED.
As you heard here last month, the San Joaquin County Sheriff is being accused of abusing his office to influence death investigations, including hiding evidence in order to shield law enforcement officers. KQED's Julie Small has an update and a warning. The story is graphic.
The county's chief forensic pathologist, Dr. Bennett Omalu, is alleging a pattern of abuse in which the sheriff has interfered with his work and disregarded the findings of autopsies. The nationally recognized pathologist wrote notes detailing his concerns about Sheriff Coroner Steve Moore. He wrote that the sheriff had withheld information, and in three cases involving people who died either in custody or during arrest, Moore certified the death as an accident instead of a homicide, as Omalu believes the medical findings indicated. The sheriff does whatever he feels like doing as the coroner, in total disregard of bioethics, standards of practice of medicine, and the generally accepted principles of medicine, Omalu wrote in an August memo presented to the county administration yesterday. The county district attorney said her office is looking into the allegations. Omalu's colleague, Dr. Susan Parson, quit her job with the county last week, saying she had lost faith in the ability to work independently. Both doctors declined to be recorded for this story, but asked Patricia Hernandez with the Union of American Physicians and Dentists to speak for them.
If this was something that was made public, I think that many citizens would question it and would demand change.
Sheriff Moore is an elected official, and as in 49 other counties, he serves as both the top law enforcement officer and the county coroner. He denies the claim that he meddled in forensic investigations. As coroner, I have not interfered. I've never changed any cause of death, he told KQED yesterday. Moore also declined to be recorded. He said determining cause of death, what killed a person, is the purview of the forensic pathologist. By law, his job as the coroner is to determine the manner, whether the death is an accident, a homicide, a suicide, a result of natural causes, or undetermined. Moore said, I do that based on the totality of the circumstances, up to and including the autopsy report provided by the doctor and the investigative report done by the coroner's investigators. But Drs. Omalu and Parson alleged the sheriff's department kept them from visiting crime scenes to gather information needed for independent analysis, then didn't turn over investigatory reports. Again, Pat Hernandez.
It's very important for the sheriff to be transparent and to provide the information that the doctors need. Otherwise, they cannot conduct their work.
In one of the more graphic details, the doctors both complained about a sheriff sergeant who went behind their backs and ordered forensic technicians to cut the hands off at least five bodies for fingerprinting, something they said is done only rarely for badly decomposed bodies. The sheriff told us his department needed to send the hands to a special lab for help with identification, but the doctor said it was not necessary in these cases. Omalu went so far as to claim systematic bias, flaws, and corruption, and he alleges the sheriff failed to share some key evidence in the case of a father who died after a police chase.
It was only reported that he was tased twice, and in reality, he was tased 31 times. There's a big difference in that, and I'm not sure how that can be overlooked or swept under a carpet like it was.
I'll have more on that part of the story tomorrow. For the California Report, I'm Julie Small.